We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Teresa Pinkney. Teresa, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. Transformed.
Yes.
Wow, that's a very, very powerful word. What do you mean transformed? How were you transformed?
Well, when I wrote this song, I just was reflecting on how, when you're in Christ, you're not the same. And that should reflect in your life and in your walk. And you want to be a light. And that was my prayer. I wanted to be a light, in this world. And I wanted to be transformed in God's righteousness. And so the words just, flowed out. And I just thank God for giving me that song, and I hope that it inspires, other people to be that light.
From your debut, Me Against the World, how has things changed for you, Teresa?
I think things have changed for me. I just got this boldness for God that I always desired. When I did Me Against the World, that was my first gospel CD, and I always had a musical background with going to Duke Ellington School of the Arts and just always being around music. And it was just a growth period for me to develop songwriting skills and just to get out in the world and to minister through song, and it has been a wonderful journey. And I just pray that my follow-up CD will show that growth and show that stronger love and understanding for God. And, my upcoming CD is going to be entitled Transformed as well, so I hope and pray that the whole CD reflects that.
Sounds great. You mentioned the prestigious Duke Ellington School of Arts. How was that journey for you?
It was an eye-opener. I always been a little shy, and my mother, she always encouraged me to sing because she always played musicals, so that was our thing, looking at musicals, and I always had that desire to sing. She would always see me in the corner singing to myself, animals and everything. So she nourished me and encouraged me to go to an arts high school. And I grew up in, the projects of Northeast D.C. And to go to catch that bus, it was a long journey to catch that bus to Duke Ellington and be exposed to opera and different genres of music and to learn how to read music and to play the piano, it was just a wonderful experience just to be in that environment. And I always say, I think music saved my life because, God set you up and set people in your life to bless you. And I really feel that school nourished me and blessed me and set me on my journey, the start of my journey. So I'm really grateful to that school and the wonderful teachers there and the wonderful people that I met along the way.
A little sidebar, you mentioned Northeast D.C., right?
Yes.
Believe it or not, I once lived in Northeast D.C.
How cool is that?
Hey, do you know a place called Lincoln Road?
It sounds familiar. I was on Benning Road.
Okay. Not too far. Lincoln Road in Northeast is right off of Rhode Island Avenue.
Oh. Okay.
And matter of fact, there is like a cemetery across from the apartment complex I used to stay in, right? And the street is kind of hilly, so it kind of goes down the hill. But it's right off of Rhode Island Avenue, so I know where you are. Yeah. Is that cool?
Yeah, look at God.
Hey, God is good. I'm telling you. Let's talk about your first album, then we'll bounce back to Transform. But
okay.
Me Against the World, the song Count It All Joy. Were you surprised at how that was accepted?
I was very surprised. That day I was going through something. And I was like, I'm not going, God is bigger than any problem that you could ever have. And I was like, I count it all joy. Everything is working, you know, for my good. And I just penned the song, and it came out of a happy place because I, you know, was focusing on God's love. When you focus on the positive, you don't have time to focus on the negative. If you focus on your blessings, you don't have time to focus on the problems. So that song came out of a happy, joyful place, and I'm just so grateful that people received the song so well.
Now, talking about Transformed, I see you had DJ Bam to produce that track. How was it working with him?
Oh, well, he produced the bonus song that I have on the single, and that's Front Lines.
Okay.
But for Transformed, I was blessed to work with a new producer on the team, and that's Miss Jada Thompson. And that was a wonderful experience as well. And I love working with DJ Bam again. And Indigo Inspires was the vocal producer for the song as well, for both tracks, for Transformed and the bonus song, Front Lines. So it was just wonderful working with them again. And I feel so blessed to have met both producers on the song, and I look forward to finishing up the project with them as well.
We're talking to Teresa Pinkney, and she's putting the finishing touches on her sophomore album, Transform. What type of songs can we expect from Transformed?
Well, the songs that's going to be on Transform is just showing your gratitude to God and being grateful for where you are and where God has planned for you. And also just dealing with, you know, different issues in my life. Me and my husband, we have been trying to conceive a child. We've been married for 18 years, and mm-hmm. God had opened up our hearts and, you know, to look and to research different options. And some of the songs will reflect, you know, those type of issues to encourage other people that might be going through, you know, the same issues and, you know, different issues. So I plan to be very transparent on the new CD and, you know, pray that it will bless and inspire other people as well.
How hard is it to be a gospel artist? Because to be a gospel artist, you're not really going in it for the money, are you?
No. No, sir. It's been a wonderful journey, and when you go along, you make some mistakes along the way, but you have to learn from those mistakes. And when you're an independent artist, you have to know what to invest in and what not to invest in. So it's a little trial and error. But you definitely have to stay prayed up, you know, to stay focused on what you're doing. And God makes room, you know, for your gifts. And I really am very grateful for that. And just to stay focused and to be positive in what you're doing and know what you're doing it for. And God does make a way. I've been blessed to be able to travel. And right now I'm on the Praise Factor tour from Pastor T out of Atlanta. And we just got back from Canada, and this summer we're going to be going to different places. And I'm excited about that. And just God provides, you know, when you go out there, you just have to, you know, learn how to say no and know when to say yes and just pray about every decision that you make and have integrity in what you're doing.
You are a Gospel Blue Mic Award winner and a multiple DMV Christian Award nominee. How has that worked for you?
I really, really appreciate any award or any body who asks me to visit festivals, affairs, whatever opportunity, you know, God brings my way, and I really appreciate it. But I also know, you know, and every time I get nominated or get an award, I'm in shock, I'm surprised, and I don't seek it out, and I don't expect it, but it's just like icing on the cake, and I really, you know, appreciate, you know, from my peers and from people who just enjoy contemporary gospel or urban gospel music, who enjoy my music, and who are inspired by it. So it's really just icing on the cake, and I don't stick it out, but it's just wonderful how, you know, God brings opportunities your way and loves up on you and encourages you to keep going. And I really, really appreciate it.
Do you tweet, Instagram, Facebook? Where are you social media?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up with everything. I Facebook, I do a little tweeting. And I just got my Instagram page, so everything's like Teresa Pinkney, at Teresa Pinkney, and my Facebook music page is Teresa Pinkney as well, and my website. So I try to make it easy for people to find me, and I love to communicate with everybody and network with everybody.
And who are you trying to transform? Who do you want to pick up transform?
From 1 to 99, whoever whoever enjoys, you know, rhythm and praise or urban contemporary gospel music, or who, you know, who just wants to give it a listen, and I just hope it resonates and people enjoy the song, and I feel so blessed to have the opportunity, even, you know, work on do a sophomore album and to come out with this single. And I pray that, you know, it finds whoever it needs to find.
It's our guest, Teresa Pinkney. Transformed is the latest single. She's working on the final touches of her sophomore album, same title, Transformed. Teresa, thank you for joining us. Thank you for spending time with us. And we just wish nothing but blessings on everything you do.
Thank you so much, and thank you. It's been a joy, and I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's Teresa Pinkney inside of the Gospel Spotlight.